sisters in Christ.
It's appropriate that we meet here today and celebrate one of the 12 great feasts of the church. This is one of the feasts of Mother of God, Mary the Theotokos, in her entrance into the temple. This is the beginning of the end of the Old Covenant. In fact, the church teaches us that this is the day that marks the end of the Old Covenant temple and the beginning of the New Covenant, the temple, which is the womb of the Virgin Mary. At this point, the services of that temple are no longer valid without the services of that, of the Theotokos. She is the one who brings to fulfillment the whole purpose of that Old Covenant temple. God is found in his temple, but all the earth keeps silence and worship him. And that is why, just as in the Old Testament, that temple was revered, that is why we revere and honor the New Covenant temple. It really is infinitely more important. Everything in the Old Testament looked forward to the new, when Christ would come. And Christ came and dwelt among us. He came through that temple of the body of Mary, the Theotokos. So this is, it's appropriate that we are here. We should all be here. I mean, you think of how in the Old Testament they so honored that temple. We honor the temple because it is through that temple that God comes to us with salvation. You know, it's not only that temple of the Theotokos, but God dwells in us, those who obey him. That really is the glory of Theotokos, is that God dwelt in her, but he did that. He chose her as a special vessel, but she needed to say yes. She needed to obey God. And that's why the very last verse that we read in the gospel this morning, when someone cried out, said, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, Lord, and the breast that fed you." And Jesus said, "Blessed rather," and that's a bad translation. It should say, "Blessed also, blessed moreover, blessed." Blessed, yes, for that, and blessed even also for those who hear the word of God and obey it. We are called to continue the tradition that Mary began. God dwells in us. Christ said he'd never leave us or forsake us. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Holy Spirit comes in us and makes the presence of Christ live. Well, the Theotokos was dedicated already as a very young child. Remember that her parents could not give birth. They were quite upset. And then Joachim and Anna were given the grace to bear a daughter. And they said, "Lord, if you'll give us a child, we will dedicate that child to you." And so when she was just 3 years old, tradition tells us that when she was just 3 years old, she was brought into the temple. And there she stayed until she was about 15. I think my grandchildren should hear this too. Yeah? So, I'm talking about how the Theotokos. Who is the Theotokos? You see right here? This is the Theotokos. And who is she holding here?
God.
God incarnate, Jesus Christ. Well, when she was just a little baby, her parents, of course, they had to feed her and all. But when she was only 3 years old, her mom and dad brought her into the temple. And that's where she stayed. She grew up in the temple.
Mama.
And that's where she was prepared for her great ministry. Until she was 15. When she was 15, the Lord made it clear to her that she was to be betrothed to Joseph. She was betrothed to Joseph as that young girl. And that she would be called blessed because the one who miraculously would be born of her would be Emmanuel, God with us. So we honor her today in the great feast, which is the entrance of the Theotokos. She wasn't that big, was she? When she was 3 years old, she was more like this little guy over here. Or that one. How old are you, Daniel?
Five.
Five, oh wow. More like that one. Those are two or three. But she's just a tiny little girl. That's when she was brought into the temple. And that's when God was preparing her to give birth to God, the Savior. In the Vesper service, which we did not have last night, but if we had had Vespers, we would have been reading Old Testament passages, which the church saw very clearly as symbols of the Theotokos. And after each of those Old Testament readings, would have been heard the refrain, "For the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord God Almighty. For the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord God Almighty. For the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord God Almighty." And that glory filled the life of the temple. So we move from the Old Testament to the New Testament, from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant. Why? Because we move from the Old Temple to the New Temple. That temple was the center of the hope, of the worship, and of the life of God's people. Now in the Old New Testament, we have a new center. And I'm going to read just some of the Troparion that we've been singing today. Today is the preview of the goodwill of God, of the preaching of the salvation of mankind. The Virgin appears in the temple of God, in anticipation proclaiming Christ to all. Let us rejoice and sing to her, rejoice, O divine fulfillment of the Creator's dispensation. And then this cantatio, the most pure temple of the Savior, the precious chamber and virgin, the sacred treasure of the glory of God, is presented today to the house of the Lord. She brings with her the grace of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the angels of God praise her. Truly, this woman is the abode of heaven. And then another Troparion. Today, Anna bequeaths joy to all instead of sorrow, by bringing forth her fruit, the only ever virgin. In fulfillment of her vow, today with joy she brings to the temple of the Lord the true temple and pure mother of God, the Word. Today the universe is filled with joy at the glorious feast of the Mother of God and cries out, she is the heavenly tabernacle. Thank God for the temple, the tabernacle which gave us our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, the Father and the Son.